I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue workers and residents in Turkey and Syria frantically search for survivors under the rubble of crushed buildings in multiple cities on both sides of the border after a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit early Monday. And one quake struck Turkish city dozens pulled away chunks of concrete and twisted metal. At least 560 people have been killed in the two countries as a result. The toll is expected to rise, with young officials reporting widespread destruction. Turkey's president said rescue teams are being sent immediately to affected areas. There is continued political bickering in Washington over the Biden administration's response to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner on the House Intelligence Committee, say the administration was too slow to act.
Sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, he says the surveillance balloon should have been taken out long before it neared sensitive sites like nuclear silos in Montana. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on WABC says the White House handled it properly, waiting until the device was over water. He says intelligence officials will be briefing lawmakers, and it's premature to criticize a cautious response, adding there were similar balloon missions during the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Israeli prime minister who served briefly as a mediator of the Russia's war with the Ukraine says he withdrew a promise from the Russian president not to kill his Ukrainian counterpart. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett became an unlikely intermediary in the war's first weeks. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says that, not just Pope Francis, but the head of the Anglican Communion and top Presbyterian have all spoke on LGBTQ rights. They denounced the criminalization of homosexuality and said gay people should be welcomed at their churches. The three Christian leaders spoke Sunday during a joint news conference returning home from South Sudan. Britain faces largest ever health workers strike Monday as tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance workers walk out an escalating pay dispute with the government. VOA's Diane Roberts has details.
The pending strike spells further disruption for an already strained health system. Nurses and ambulance workers have been striking separately on and off since late last year, but Monday's walkout involving both will represent the biggest in the 75-year history of the National Health Service. Health workers are demanding a pay rise that reflects the worst inflation in Britain in four decades, while the government says that would be unaffordable and cause more price rises and make interest rates and mortgage payments go up further. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Canadian government said Sunday it deployed a military aircraft over Haiti to address what it called a dire security situation and to support efforts to disrupt the activities of Haitian gangs. VOA's Joe Ramsey with details.
Canada said in a statement it supports the Haitian National Police and deployed a Royal Canadian Air Force patrol aircraft in response to Haiti's request for support as violence continues to escalate in the country. Haitian gangs have expanded their territory since the 2021 assassination of then-President Jovenel Moïse. Resulting violence has left much of the country off limits to the government and led to routine gun battles with police. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The Biden administration has offered a brief congressional leaders on its investigation into the classified documents found in the private possession of President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence. All of this is according to people familiar with the matter. A briefing could come as soon as this week, but it may not meet bipartisan demands from lawmakers who say they have an ongoing national security concerns. Any briefing is not expected to include direct access to the documents that were released. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.